Have you ever went out of your way to see your parents mad? Veins coming out of their forehead, eyes bloodshot, they want to kill you. Now, have you ever wanted to go out of your way to see God mad? Have you ever wondered what God would look like mad? God is an all-powerful God. In Numbers chapter 16, verses 1 through 50, Korah and 250 of his followers rebelled against Moses and Aaron. Korah and his followers accused Moses of putting himself on high. If you turn to Numbers 16, chapter 16, verses 32, we'll read about Korah's punishment for disrespecting Moses. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, with their households and all of the men with Korah, and with all of their goods. So God not only killed Korah, but he destroyed all of their possessions. God told Moses and Aaron to step away from their presence so that they will be consumed. Found in Numbers chapter 16, verses 24. God made their deaths personal. Korah was killed by God's hand in Numbers 16, verses 32. Imagine the creator of all wanting you dead. If you turn to Numbers 16, verse 35, we'll read about what happened to the 250 men that offered incense to the Lord. And a fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense. So God killed Korah by opening up the earth and destroying him and destroying his 250 followers by fire. The people in the wilderness weren't aware of God's power and of his wrath. In the Bible, it talks about how Jesus and Moses were both prophets of God. Now, if Korah was swallowed by the earth for disrespecting Moses, what would happen if we disrespected the Son of God? If you turn to Acts chapter 3, verses 22, Moses actually talks about what will happen if we disrespect the Son of God. For Moses truly said to the fathers, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear the prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people." So God says he will utterly destroy you if you disrespect Jesus, the Son of God. Now, people don't think God punishes his children. Well, here's a couple of verses where God will punish you. Isaiah 13, verse 11, "I will punish the world for its evil." Isaiah 26, 21, "For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish." Hosea 4, 9, "So I will punish them for their ways." Isaiah 24, 21, "It shall come to pass in that day the Lord will punish on high." Jeremiah 44, 13, "I will punish those who dwell in the land of Egypt." God has amazing power and he will punish his children. God has infinite power. Some examples are 40 days and 40 nights Noah was in the ark, the flood, Genesis chapter 16, verse 1 through chapter 8, verse 14. God says the flood reached the highest mountain. Another example is God punished Korah's rebellion, Numbers 16, verses 1 through 50. God punished Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus 10:1. They were consumed by a fire. God punished 42 youths for insulting Elisha, found in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 23 through 24. God opened the Red Sea. He parted the Red Sea, found in Exodus 14, 21, 22. And God punished Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 19, 24. God rained fire and brimstone on the city of wickedness. And the Red Sea, imagine going out to Jupiter Inlet and watching the sea part, and the land was dry. We need to understand the power and the loving kindness of our Lord. We need to fear him and keep his commandments in Ecclesiastes 12:13. God says in Genesis 6:6, "And the Lord was sorry he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart." I learned in LTC, replace your name with man. And the Lord was sorry that he made blank. Put your name there. Is God sorry he made you?